Hey mom, happy spring. Are you as excited as I am that spring is officially here, at least in the United States? If you are in another country, drop a comment of what season you are in. Here, I just love spring. I love all the flowers blooming, the trees start blossoming, and there's just more sunshine coming in. Of course, we get a lot of rain here in the spring as well, so I don't usually look forward to that. But getting the garden ready and so much anticipation of summer coming just around the corner, which is my favorite season. So happy spring if it is spring where you are, and if not, don't worry, spring will come back. All right, we're going to talk about debt today. I'm going to be explaining the differences between the debt snowball method, you may have heard of that before, and the debt avalanche method, which you may or may not heard of. It is less common of a term. So I'm going to go over the differences between the two and some pros and cons to really help you decide which one is better for your family to utilize. All right, we're going to have some fun. Welcome to Frugal Living for Families. Are you ready to help your family thrive, not just survive on a single income? If so, you are in the right place. Together, we are going to save money, learn to be thrifty, budget the easy way, lower expenses, and work toward becoming debt-free. Hi, my name is Mandy Lewis, and I cannot wait to help you care well for your family, find peace, and change your family's financial future. So, reach your hand into those crumb-infested couch cushions, grab those loose quarters, and let's get saving. Did you know we have a Facebook group called Frugal Living for Families? I would love to have you come join me over there. We have a great community that supports each other and shares all of our ideas so we can continue to save money, get out of debt, and just improve our family's financial situation, even on one income. I want you to become a stay-at-home mom that you desire to be, or to thrive. If you already are a stay-at-home mom and your family is struggling financially, hop on over to the group. We'd love to have you over there. All right, let's dive in. This is going to be a good episode, really helping you learn which debt payoff method is the right one for you. And I even have a special surprise linked into the description for you that I will touch on at the end of the episode. Real quick, if you have not subscribed to the show, will you please do that right now? It is such an honor for me to get to serve you and your families. And I just want to continue bringing you amazing free content to help you with budgeting, getting out of debt, building up savings, reducing your expenses, and just saving money all around. And whatever financial goals you have for your family, I want to keep showing up and pouring into you. So please subscribe if you have not already. And that way you will not miss out on any future content. All right, let's dive in. We're going to talk first about the debt snowball method because most people have heard that term. I'm going to start with that one. So what is the debt snowball method? So the strategy behind this method for debt payoff is that you pay off your debt balances in the order of the smallest balance to largest balance. So the first one you would pay off would be whatever your smallest balance currently is. All other debts that you have, you are only making the minimum payment on those debts. So any extra money that you are able to find each and every month to add to the payment on your lowest balance, we call that a snowball payment. And you can probably visualize a snowball as it starts going downhill. It's pretty small, you're having to push it, but it is getting a little bit bigger as you go down the hill. And eventually it gets so large down that hill that it just gains its own momentum and takes off and just runs down the hill at top speed. That is the idea behind a snowball method or any really method of paying off debt, is that we'll gain and gain and gain because as you pay off each balance, whatever that payment was you were making on that debt, you now add to the minimum payment on the next debt. So you are never actually paying less each month in debt. You are just switching which debt you're paying the balance to. And as each debt gets paid off, the payment that you make to the next balance goes higher, bigger, 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 like that snowball. but the snowball method is specifically paying them off in the order of the lowest balance up all the way ending with the highest balance. So let's say you have four different credit cards. Maybe you have a medical payment plan that you're on. I know for me, we're paying off braces for two teenage boys. And that is debt. Even if you don't have an interest rate being charged, if you have a monthly payment plan, that is still debt that you owe. So factor that in. Typically, when you have other debts besides a home mortgage, you are going to not count the mortgage right now. You're going to work on paying off everything else first. If you have a car loan, whatever debt that you have, include it in your list. So in the description, I have a link for you, a debt reduction calculator that I love, that I have used for years. You can plug in each and every debt that you have, the interest rate, the minimum payment that you have to make, what the current balance is, and you can play around with it. So I'm going to talk about that at the end as well, but you can sort them, once you have them all listed out, you can sort them by the lowest balance to the highest balance and see what order you would be paying them off. Now, the benefit of this type of strategy is that it can really provide a lot of motivation. If you are someone that needs to see that quick progress, this will give you that much faster than the avalanche method. So if you have a small balance, let's say you have a balance of only $200 and some on something and you're able to pay down some extra money on that payment, you could get that off. Let's say you got it paid off in 3 months, but even that first payment is going to greatly reduce that balance. So you're going to see that reduction in your balance pretty quickly and significantly. If you have a huge balance of say $20,000 left to pay off of a car, putting a little bit extra on that payment is not going to feel like a big difference to you. So some people may lose motivation over time, and that's the benefit of the snowball method, is you get to see a difference pretty quickly and you feel like you're making much more progress a lot faster. And that can keep you going, which is what we want. We don't want you giving up. So this could be a good strategy for you if you need to see that quick progress. And then also with getting a couple of your small balances paid off, you may feel more able to tackle the larger balances. Now that you have fewer balances of debt left to get paid off, those may help you continue that motivation now to tackle something a little larger. Now, the con in this kind of strategy is that over time, you will end up taking longer to pay off all of your debts combined, and you will pay more in interest over the time it takes you to pay them off. So now let's talk about the debt avalanche method. You're going to include all of your debts in the spreadsheet, same as you did for the snowball, but this time you're going to be paying them off in the order of the highest interest rate on the debt, with your lowest interest rate debt getting paid off last. So you're prioritizing them in order of highest interest rate. So I'm sure you can see the benefit to this. The pro in this strategy is you will actually pay off your debt in less time and paying less in interest over the long haul. So by the end of the time that you've paid off all of your debt, the interest you have paid will be the smallest amount possible of interest that you could have paid. So again, you're targeting any extra money that you have only on that one payment that is your largest interest rate balance, and all of your other balances, you're only paying the minimum monthly payment that is due. So all extra funds that you are able to muster up will go and add on to the highest interest rate debt. Now, the con with this strategy is that it can feel like you're not making progress. Even though you are, and you're actually making more progress technically, it feels a lot slower. If your highest interest balances are larger balances, the progress can feel very, very slow. You can't visually see as much of a difference to that balance going down as you can when you are using the snowball method and you wipe out a small balance entirely. So sometimes it can be difficult to keep that motivation going, keep that momentum going, and you really have to work hard to remind yourself of your end game, your big goal, really why you're doing this, and that actually this one is actually faster even though it feels slower. So which method is right for you and your family? The right one is the one you are going to stick with, the one that is going to be the best option for you. If you struggle with keeping yourself motivated for very long, the snowball method is probably better for you, even though you'll pay more money in the long run. And it actually may not end up being more money in the long run if you try the avalanche and you give up and you stop making snowball payments or you start adding to your debt again. The avalanche method is right for you if you are somebody who really sticks to your goals, you are determined, you do not ever deter yourself away from a goal, and you accomplish what you set out to do. If that is you, that's the better method because you will pay less money in the long run. Another possible strategy that may be the best one is to get a quick hit of motivation by paying off a small balance. And then once you feel completely on board with this plan, switching over to the highest interest rate balance next. So that's kind of a combination that may work best for you as well. So you know you best. There's no wrong strategy. It's the only one that you are going to continue with is the right one. Now, I am a coach. I love to help you with this. If you need any help, reach out to me. Email me at frugallivingforfamilies@gmail.com for my latest coaching packages. I would love to help you figure out all of your debt. What's the best plan for you? If you are getting hung up on continuing to use debt, if you need a budget, you need help with habits of adding to your credit cards and spending money, if this just all confuses you, reach out to me. I would love to help you. Email frugallivingforfamilies@gmail.com. All right, and so I mentioned that spreadsheet, the debt reduction calculator. I have provided it to you, the one that I have used for years. It is completely free. You will need to download it onto your computer, but the link is in the description. And you can add in all of your debts on there in any particular order up at the top. As I mentioned, you will need to know your total balance that you owe. You will need to look up the interest rate, which you can find on your most recent monthly statement for that credit. Include anything like car loans, medical payment plans that you're on, any kind of debt, include that on there except for your mortgage. And then it will also ask you for the minimum payment that is due for each of those debts, which is also on the statements. And then below that, there is a drop-down arrow that you can play around with. And this is the fun part. So choose the snowball method and choose the avalanche method listed in the drop-down arrows and just look at your numbers changing. It will reorder your debts in the way that you should pay them off based on which strategy you have currently selected in the arrow. So play around with it, and you can also play around with what payment you're making each month. It's going to ask you to fill that in. So right now, if you're paying the minimum payments on every one of your debts, add that up as a total and put that in there, and it will actually show you how long it will take you to pay off each debt and at what month and year it will be when you have completely eliminated all of your debt. And then you can add to that minimum payment if you have any extra money that you can put towards that first debt to pay off. If you increase it by $20, by $40, by $5, whatever it is, add that on and you look at the changes in how long it will take you to pay off your debt in the long run. So really play around with it, help it motivate you to be inspired to reduce your expenses as much as possible, to get on a budget and follow it so that you can add as much snowball payment as you possibly can to whatever debt you're going to pay off first. Just remember, when you pay off that first balance, the entire amount you were paying monthly on that balance, add that to the minimum payment for the next balance, and that becomes now your new monthly payment on your second balance. You've got this. You can totally do this. Again, reach out to me if you need my help. Email frugallivingforfamilies@gmail.com. Come find me in the Facebook group. Send me a private message. I would love to help you. Eliminating debt will be one of the best things you have ever done for your family. Thanks for being with me today. Again, subscribe if you have not already. And I would love if you would like this episode. It really helps me out. And leave me a comment and let me know which method you prefer to use for your family. Take care. Blessings to your family.